Cheers, Jeff. Tales from the Touchline, written and read by Jeff Shreves. Football is the most important of the least important things in life. Arrigo Sacchi. For Di, Ellie, Jack and Lottie, my favourite team. Foreword by Alan Shearer.
I first met Jeff way back when I was still playing for Southampton and before the Premier League had even started. He and Sky took a punt that I might have a fairly decent career in front of me and decided to get me on one of their shows. To be fair, I can't really remember, it was that long ago. What I remember is that Shreevesy has stayed in touch and become one of the people in the media that I grew to trust. And I think that's a secret of both his success and his longevity. For 30-odd years, he's been a constant presence, either in the tunnel or on the side of the pitch, sticking a microphone under the noses of players and managers, asking stupid questions. The fact is, he wouldn't have lasted 2 minutes if he wasn't good at his job, which he is, and if people in the game didn't trust him. You know he's not going to turn you over or stitch you up, because if he did, the word would have gone around in the game and nobody would have trusted him or given him the time of day. I think other television reporters have come and gone, but Jeff has been a permanent fixture. The fact is, you know, he's going to ask you tough questions, stupid ones, I know at times, but he does it with an integrity that isn't looking for a massive headline. He's simply asking the questions the fans and viewers want answered. It's as straightforward as that, I think. The level of trust goes a long way in football, and it's why I consider him a friend. He's never let anyone down. He's never looked to exploit our relationship. We're just pals, mates, chatting about football and life. I know whenever I'm on Match of the Day and I've analysed a player or a game, invariably there'll be a message waiting from Jeff when I get off air saying something like, that was a decent point, or probably more usually, what the fuck were you talking about there? Over the years, he's been on hand for advice, for help, for the kind of guidance that comes from decades of experience in television. I know I'm not the only player or manager he's helped over the years, and he does it because he generally wants to see people succeed, and nothing more than that, really. Trust is an invaluable commodity, but it's the principle on which Jeff has built his career, and it's why he's been so successful. Also, he tells a really good story, and this book is packed with them.
Prologue. It started as most life-changing events do, innocuously. I got a call from EA Sports asking me if I would like to be the voice of the pitch-eyed reporter for their FIFA game franchise. Nothing arduous. Just half a day's voice recording in a discreet little Art Deco studio in Soho. Me in the sound booth, and two engineers on a mixing desk, running through a whole range of potential scenarios from groin strains, hamstring tweaks and twisted ankles, to tactical swaps, and the sort of cover-all observations that were part and parcel of any Sky Super Sunday interjection from beside the dugouts. In truth, I didn't know much about the game itself. I thought it was mainly for kids or those in their early 20s who hadn't quite kicked their teenage hobbies. But I was certainly aware of how popular it was, and there was definitely a kudos attached to being involved. This was 2007, and Sky had established themselves as the major player in football broadcasting. 15 years after the start of the Premier League, and Sky was the byword for state-of-the-art coverage, the best analysis, and a drive for the kind of standards few around the world could match. And I was proud of the fact that I'd been there from day one, alongside a small band of people who've been tasked with revolutionising the way television fans consumed the game. Frankly, at that stage, Sky was untouchable. So the FIFA gig was a handy distraction, a break from gunning up and down England's motorway network or flying out to Europe for Sky's Champions League coverage almost every other week. It also helped that Sky's lead commentator, Martin Tyler, was doing a lot of the heavy lifting with the commentary on the FIFA matches, whilst another great friend, Alan Smith, was the pundit alongside Martin. The three of us were part of a tight-knit Sky team, so this was a bit of a busman's, a few days away from the grind, but still doing the job that we all loved. Not that I saw either of them, as they'd recorded their parts in different